Hey everybody, welcome to Let's Talk About It. It is 2025 and I'm your host Alice M. Robinson, and I have two amazing co-hosts that is with me for the duration of Let's Talk About It. We have my best friend, two of my best friends in the world. We have Dawn Stevenson and Darina Sams. Come on, ladies. Let's talk about it on tonight. So you guys, let's start with Darina. Tell us a little bit about yourself as we start. Let's talk about it.
Well, I got to go first. Put the interesting person first or something.
You was worried. Why you got to be worried? No, we... Why you got to be extra? Stop being extra.
I can't breathe. Y'all starting too early. We can't do this. Can you y'all extra. Act right? Y'all you get extra. Some get right. Get right, you act
extra.
Right.
You extra. Come on. Come on. Stop playing. Stop playing with me.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was the question?
Oh, no, she didn't. Oh, no, she didn't. No, she didn't. No, she didn't. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. Forgive us. Please, please forgive us.
You don't make me lay hands.
But unfortunately, we do this all the time. This is an ongoing thing. So you guys, all have been pre-warned. So, I'm letting you know now.
So, y'all, okay, Darina, tell the people about yourself.
Okay. My name is Darina. I am the mother of one. I have or had 9 siblings. I've been in social service all my life. It just worked like that. Right now, I don't know if I'm going through an attack, but you know, the devil has been fighting me on the health end. So I'm going and pray about that, but I'm getting older, and that's something interesting. My body has started to do stuff that I'm not used to it's doing, and I'm used to being young on the younger end, but my body's starting to go up there with them numbers and start, you know. So yeah,
I think we all are going.
And I'm hot all the time.
You hot?
I gotta wear short sleeves all the time. I can't wear no clothes.
That's called the change.
You know what? I know what's called. Again, my body's starting to do stuff.
Well, tell your body to stop.
I guess as long as there's breath, my body gonna keep doing stuff. So
it's going. You know, thank God for breath. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank you for breath. We thank you for breath. All right, sis, come on, Dawn. Tell the people about who you are.
Did y'all hear her say that I'm one of her bestest friends? She can't even say my last name right. So how am I her best friend?
Don't make me. Okay, you gonna. I'm gonna have to drive down. I ain't gonna drive. I'm gonna have to go to Georgia, and I'm gonna have to knock at your door.
Listen. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the platform. Let's talk about it. My name is Dawn Marie, and the last name is Stevens. Some of you all may know me. Some of you may not. But before you get, trust me, before it's all said and done, you're going to get to know who I am. I have nothing to hide. I am open book. I'm very transparent. I am 60 years old. Yes, I said it's 60. Okay. While she's over there wearing hot sleeves, I'm over here freezing to death. So we on different spectrums of life, and the change has come and gone for me. So I am the mother of 2 adult children, ages 39 and 34. And sometimes I like them. I really do. I really, really do. And there are times that me and God have a whole fight out about those 2 grown kids. But I do love my grandbabies. I'm going to let you know that first and foremost. But all joking and kidding aside, I am a mighty woman of God. And I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't want to do this. I'm going to be straight up honest with you. I'm not going to bite my tongue about it. It took a lot. It took a lot. And I kept saying no. Alice would tell you. I kept saying no. This is something that has been in the works for a very long time. I'm going to say at least 2 years.
Yes.
And it took for my spiritual mom and my mentor who meant a lot to me that just recently passed. Her name was Dr. Arsenia Finley, Dr. Apostle Arsenia Marie, Dr. Finley, I'm sorry. And it took for her to pass for me to step back into position because she poured so much into me that I can't let it fall on the wayside. Because what's the purpose of me being here if I can't fulfill my destiny?
That's right.
And I truly believe each and every one of us have a purpose in this life. So we are here to talk about it. We're going to bring it to you just as raw. We're not going to be holier than thou. We ain't got a heaven. Let me say this, and you'll hear me say this a lot. We don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. We're not here to judge you, but we're going to give you the honest, godly truth. We will speak truth and we will be transparent with each and every one of you. Just hear our hearts and look, if you like us, you like us. If you love us, you love us. You hate us, you hate us. It is what it is. But guess what? At the end of the day, we're going to keep on moving and we're going to keep on driving with purpose and we're going to continue to talk about it.
Amen. Let's get it. Amen. So you guys, I'm Alice Marie Robinson. I have three amazing daughters. I was married for almost 16 years. I am a widow. I don't like that word. It is just a pause moment in my life, but it does not define who I am. It did push me into my purpose, though. I am an overseer of ministries at Sanctuary of Praise. Like my sisters have said, you know, I had to pull some teeth, do a lot of calling. Come on, guys. I did a lot of pulling because both of them, you know, this has been something that God gave me 2 years ago. Dawn, Dorina, y'all weren't the only ones fighting against it. I said, I know you ain't talking to me. Telling me to do that because I don't like to talk that much. But I'm going to do what you instructed. So when the Lord gave me the assignment of let's talk about it, I called my two sisters and both of them told me no.
Yep. Yes, we did. I did.
Both of them. Dorina was like, I don't like to talk like that. That you ain't talking to me. But what the Lord kept impressing on me is that these two mighty women of God have something that people need to hear and they need to share. And it is our mandate to be able to be transparent and to share our hearts with those individuals that are facing or going to face similar experiences that we have went through. We have the good, bad, and the ugly that has happened in our lives. But one thing, God stayed constant. That never changed. And I can say that for sure because I've known them over half of my lifetime. When I say these are my sisters, when we talk, these two ladies right here, we talk about everything.
Yep.
And when I say everything, I can share my most deepest, darkest secrets. They don't judge me. They don't beat me up, but I'm gonna tell you what, they're real in love. And they will go down in prayer with me. They will say, Alice, you go, come on, we're gonna get this worked out. But when I say these are my sisters, I mean that. They are my sisters. So you guys, I'm so glad this is a new season. Let's talk about it. So tonight, we are going to talk about single and saved. What does it really look like? So we are laughing. Well, who want to start that one?
Go ahead, Don.
What? Jesus. Oh, Lord. Single. I too, I'm gonna tell y'all the guys honest truth. I was married once, off about. Let's see, I met a man in August. Met him in August. Married him in December, and he was gone by February. That's the God's honest truth. And y'all laughing. I married this man because I was in the process of losing my house, and I was tired of being alone. My story is, I literally have two baby daddies and an ex-husband. That is my story. And I married the man out of loneliness, to be truthful. And I did a Stella Got a Groove Back deal. I went to the Bahamas. I met this man. He told me he had money. I was in the process. I was going through a lot. I was in the process of losing my house. And I lost my job, and I didn't know what to do. And this man was woo-wooing me and this and that. And it wasn't the loneliness about the sex or anything. It was just the loneliness about the companionship, the struggles with the finance of having to do it all. I had teenage kids, and I had two baby daddies that I was, you know, constantly fighting with. And I just was getting tired of doing it all. So I decided to get married. But I thought I was decided to get married. And it was every fiber in my bone told me, don't do it, don't do it.
That was the Lord. That was the Lord.
I know this, and I know that.
That was the Lord.
I know that. I didn't say
we listen and we don't judge.
We listen and we don't judge. And I said all that to say, I married out of loneliness. I married out of desperation. But if it didn't live, I like, did you hear me say I married him in August and I married him in December and he was gone by February? And the truth is,
hold on. So you met him in
August.
Wait a minute, August, September, October, November, December. So 4 months later.
There's some stuff in between there that happened there, but we'll talk about that some other time. But we're talking about singleness. And so and to this day, he probably think we still married, but he don't know. Look, and we can talk about that another day, how to get divorced without the person knowing about it.
Now, that's what you call resourcefulness. That's a good person to know there.
No, but I still ended up alone. I still end up single. I still end up by myself. I still raised my two children. Now, don't get me wrong, my children's fathers were in their lives, but they didn't make my life easy.
Right.
And so having to carry that burden, and then I'm also the oldest of four children. So I raised my sister and my brothers. So being the oldest, there's a lot on you. And then you deal with a lot of rejection and things like that. So being single, baby, we do things we shouldn't do, especially as Christians. And I'm going to say that. Let me say that again. As Christians, we do things in our loneliness because some things we'll tell people, some things we won't tell people because we don't want to be judged. Right. But then we have those friends we want to hang out with because, hey, they got the life. They doing good. They single, but they got boyfriend here. I guess nowadays y'all got a rent daddy boyfriend. Y'all got a hair boyfriend. Y'all got a nail boyfriend. If you got a car, they paying your car note. I didn't have all that growing up. Now, trust me, I could have had all that because I was on and popping. Uh-huh. But God has always had his hand on my life.
Right. Yeah.
So even when I deterred away from God, life never went right. Yeah. I always found my way back to God, being single, being a mother, being by myself. And even now, God is all I got.
And I
know I'm supposed to be talking about singleness, but I'm just telling you, if you don't have God walking in singleness, you're going to find yourself in a position you ain't going to be able to get yourself out of.
You know, I don't know how they do it, being honest. And I know that, you know, some of you that have seen me on Driven and Purpose, some of you know my story. I've been saved since 13. Did I do everything right? Most definitely did not. But I can't see ever being on this journey without Christ. I can't. Now, I done had men holler, because I'm going to tell you what, I may look like this now, but oh, when I was young.
Yeah, tell them, girl. Tell them what you look like. Tell them what you look like.
I was size 3, had a Coca-Cola bottle shake, had long hair, but my mind was set that I wanted to please God and what I did. Now, did I get to the point where I was getting tired of being single? Show did. But I had a made up mind that I wasn't going to compromise. But that's a fight. Right there was a fight. And I really didn't understand it. And maybe because I was a virgin up until I got married. So those desires, I don't want to say I didn't know nothing about sex. I knew about it, but I didn't have no experience. So I didn't have that pool that other people probably had. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So since I didn't have that experience, I didn't have the enemy playing with me concerning that. He more played with me. You in this small little rinky dink town in this little village. And who's going to find you here? Well, he found me in that rinky-dink village. So just what you were saying, I don't know how the world does it without Christ. I don't know how they live the single life without him. Because if we struggling in Christianity, in Christians, being Christians, with the single life, how do you handle it without them? I don't think they can. I don't think they can. I think it's a war. And that's not one I want to fight. Because this one right here is already enough. I don't like, and I don't want, there's moments where I am content with being single. I am. Because I like the fact, now I love my husband, loved him to death, and y'all knew him. So y'all that may not know, Darina and Dawn knew my husband very well, my late husband very well. But there's moments where I like not having to say, hey, I'm going to X, Y, and Z. I'll be back. Or I'm going to fast today. I don't have to ask nobody that. But then when I turn the other spectrum, like Dawn was saying, sometimes I don't want to be alone.
Hmm.
We just going to be transparent. I don't want to be alone. I don't like being alone. I'm tired of having always to make the decisions on my own or trying to make ends meet by myself because we got one income, me. I'm tired of being the head, which I was not created to be that. So what do you do when you get to the moment to where I've had enough of being single and alone and by myself? I'm tired of turning over in the bed and the other side of the bed is cold. I don't want to put my feet over there. So how do you hold on in your single life as a single woman who is saved? How do you do that? What you got, Doreen?
Well, I was gonna say, see, that was a point when I got tired of being single, I decided I was gonna help God out, right? So I had a roster. At one point I said, okay, I just started saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? Instead of a name, because I didn't want people to mix the names up. So I had a roster. So I said, okay, I'm tired of being single. Let me, you know, check out my options. You know, get out there in the dating game. It was not, let's just say it was an interesting experience. Right. I mean, the attention was nice, but even when you think you found somebody that's supposed to be saved, really, it still wasn't. I was like, oh, you got too many issues. So what I did, because I was like, okay, God, I'm really trying to be saved for real now, right? I ain't trying to lay my religion down today. So I'm really trying to be saved. So right. What I'm going to need you to do is I'm going to need you to take the desire away for sex. And that was my prayer. And somebody said, why you pray that? I was like, because I'm really trying to be right. So if you take the desire away, I can be okay. So like even now, I have what you call a long distance relationship. So I could talk to somebody, but I don't have the temptation of anything else. But I just decided I'm tired of trying to help God out, because every time I try to help him out, I always messed up.
Yeah.
And so I'm just designed to say, okay, God, you gonna have to handle this.
And I kind of laughed when you talked about your roster, because I remember when you talked to me, So when I was in a bad season of life, right after my husband passed, I was not in a good place. I was not. And so it was probably maybe 3 years after he had passed. And I have got fed up, y'all. I'm being honest. And we talked about we're going to be transparent. We lost Dawn, but we're going to get her back. I was in a season in that third year that I had had enough of my single life. I had had enough. I didn't want no more. So I tried to date Nats.
Which one you tried? Okay. Saved and Mingle.
I tried ChristianMingle.com. Okay. I tried that one. I can't remember all the ones I tried. I can't remember all the ones I tried. And you know, every time I would try to do it, I would get convicted. The Lord would say, what are you doing? What are you trying to do? I even had guys hollering. They was talking. They was da 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 da. They was. I ain't that old. I'm older, but I ain't that old. So I said, Chalice, my oldest daughter, I said, what is this? And this was on Instagram. She's like, Mama, they DMing you. I said, they what? Because I wasn't on, I had Facebook, but I wasn't on all this other social media. And so all these people, men started DMing me. And I was like, I don't know who they are. So I started to communicate. And we talked about we're going to be transparent, because it's important. I started talking to different men that were talking to me on social media. And we have to realize not everybody that's on social media, especially if you don't know them, they may not be who you think they are.
I found every devil that was on those dating apps. Everyone, I found them.
I got one that still try to talk to me to this day. And I said, you know what? Now what's funny is when I get to a point in my walk, this individual always seems to pop up on my social media. And I said, I ain't got time. He'll do little stuff like, when you gonna marry me? Look, you got the wrong one. So I tried all that. I tried the dating sites. I tried all, and that felt wrong. Now I'm not talking against it. Y'all do what you want. I just know it wasn't good for me. So when Liz was talking about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'm gonna be honest. I don't know if I ever told Dorina this. I would get so frustrated. You know,
Why?
I would get so frustrated. And I think I told you this. I think I did say this to you. I said, I can't even get one. And that I was like, Pine, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I can't just well, they was talking, but it wasn't nobody I wanted to deal with.
But see, that's the thing. Quantity is one thing. Quality is something totally different. So I had 5, but I had 5 pieces. I mean, it wasn't like it was a whole. I mean, you know, technically, if they each was, you know, 20%, then it would have made a whole, you know, take the looks of one, the height of another one, you know, the physique of another one. But you know,
but this is where we run into issues when we talk about dealing with being single. And you know, and those that are, you know, listening, you know, we laugh about it, but in the moment of what we were going through, it was not funny, because we were in a place of almost desperation, because we had gotten so fed up with doing it by ourselves. And so those that are watching, you're going to have an opportunity to, you know, go on. It'll be through either Driven and Purpose web's Facebook page or Driven and Purpose website to ask us questions or give us a topic. But the thing is, we had got to a point in our walk, and Darina, and hopefully when Dawn is back on, she'll chime in. We were at the point of, I've had enough. Do you agree, Dawn, Darina?
Yes, definitely.
I've had enough of doing this by myself. So, Lord, what do I do? And Darina talked about how she prayed, Lord. Now, I told her this didn't work for me. She said, Lord, take it away. Take the desire of that away from me. Because in order for me to be saved, you're going to have to take it. And so we had talked about this. I told y'all, we talk about us three. We talk about everything. And the reason it's important that you find somebody trustworthy, that's saved, that's rooted, that's grounded in God, that has a relationship with God, and you can get wise counsel. You can't talk to everybody. Cannot talk to everybody. So when she was telling me what she was telling me, I told her, girl, I done prayed that. I not only, and Darina can tell you this, I prayed, and I told her, I prayed, so I was crying. I was crying. I said, Lord, if you just take it from me so I can have a peace within my flesh, because my flesh was not at peace. It was not. And sometimes I wanted to crawl out of my skin. I don't know if anybody had the moments. I would want to crawl out of my skin. I'd be up all night. I'd be pacing all night like a lion in a cage. It is. And then when you get to those moments to where people are like, girl, and you know, you hear all people on social media, girl, you just pray. You just fast. I prayed. I fast. I studied my word. I prayed. I cried. I pleaded. And it was me getting to the point to where, you know what? I had to make a decision. I'm going to have to say, okay, I'm going to have to deal with my flesh. I'm going to have to deal with you, because you're not going to deal with me. And we have to learn, when we have them fall moments, don't stay there. You have to get back up. So we laugh now because it's funny now, because we done made it over. We done made it through it. But at the time, when I would call Darina or Dawn, I'd be in crisis. I'd be in crisis moment. And I'd be like, girl, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to stand this. But when she talked about 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, I was like, girl, you numbered them? You really numbered these men?
You know, it was easier than trying to tell people names.
No, what I laughed at when you would call them apostle or
don't start calling no titles now. Don't start calling no titles. No.
I was like, who? And I would have to tell her who.
That's what I said, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
And then she went to like 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5. I said, oh my gosh, she done numbered them.
I almost got to the place of, do I want to settle, right? Because one of the five is still trying to, it's like, you know what? I'm ready to get married. You know, we've been talking for a while. Why are we going to get married? I'm like, because you're not my husband. Yeah. I said, the one thing I told you from day one, when I first started talking to you, is that you are not my husband. I said, I knew then what you were. And God told me just as clear as day, he was a test.
Wow.
I was like, you know, I said, my purpose in your life was to help you love again. And that makes, and that's not being arrogant or anything.
Right.
Because he was in a place where he didn't feel like he was worthy of love. He was, you know, had a bad divorce. So I was like, you know, no, it's okay, you know. So I just had to put on the little kid gloves and, you know, like, you know, build him up. So now, you know, it's almost like a school teacher. You know, when you didn't got him to a certain point, okay, gone on your way. It's okay. Bye-bye. So I told him, I said, go ahead. You know, be great. Go and do your thing.
But I mean, be great without me.
I tell you, I am not your wife. Go ahead.
Yeah. And you know what? And that's to be able to say no and not settle. Man, that's hard. Because you almost, so I'm going to say for me, hi, Dawn.
Hey.
Can you hear us? Are you back? So hopefully she'll chime in. I see her back. So hopefully she'll chime in. So for me, when we talk about that, she got a camera.
Hey. Oh, okay.
Hey, girl, she made it. So she's back, y'all. She's back.
And hey, I'm on camera. Hey,
beautiful.
Hey, y'all
she
get made to see my pretty face. Hey. Hey. I just changed my microphone now. Hold on. Let me change my headset here so y'all can hear me too.
I can hear you.
Yeah. That's because I'm talking loud, because I'm just naturally loud, just so y'all know. If you know who I am, you know I'm just naturally loud. Yeah,
you just switching the camera back and forth. You're doing it.
So while she changing her mind, I'm going to catch you. Yep, we're going to catch you after speed. He was a bad one. So what you missed was Danita was talking about her 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. How she had a roster.
Bless your heart. Well, alrighty then. Yeah, look at God giving you a variety.
And wait a minute. I don't have none of okay.
You got one. You got one. I tell you, I used to get so mad. I used to be so mad at her. When she would talk about 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5, I said, girl, if I could just get one. Well, I told her I could get one.
But you have.
But
one.
I was telling her, I said, quality and quantity is two different things.
Girl. It is. And I was telling her how, just trying to catch Dawn up, I told her how I went on matchmaker.com.
Good.
Kristen Single. What is it, Crystal Mingle?
Christian Mingle.
Yeah, I went on all of them. I think I even paid for one.
How'd that work out for you?
I tried Zeus. I had Zeus. I had Christian Mingle. I had Match.com.
Match.com.
Then I had, it was another one I had.
What about Go Plenty of Fish? Don't forget that one.
I ain't tried that one. I ain't tried that
Listen.
One.
Listen.
I was scared of that one. I ain't about to sell nothing right now. And since I got my breast reduction, I can't go hit the pole. So I was like, okay, I might as well just stay off of that one.
Girl, I couldn't even lift a leg. Right. I couldn't even get a leg up on the pole, girl. Please.
Y'all not gonna do right.
Please, girl. David, look at it. They see my little self walking up in there. They're gonna be like, look, little girl.
Just look. Now they're gonna be like, who you in here for? Oh, mama. Mama, who you in here for?
Oh, but you know what? But I couldn't do it. I tried. I did. And I got so convicted. I had to like, I can't do it. I can't do it. And that was me. And so I was to, but desperation will take you places. Mm-hmm. It literally gets in the driver's seat. And it will drive you places that you do not want to go. And so I try to keep desperation out of my car and tell them, you can't drive me. I'm not going to allow you to drive me. And loneliness, and I know we was talking about that, loneliness is a killer. It is. It is a destroyer of men if you don't have Christ. It will eat you up. It will. And I found myself, and I was talking about this after my husband had passed, just the overwhelming loneliness that tried to creep in. And I had got to the point where I really, and y'all know this, I really didn't like single life. Mm-hmm. I didn't like life. I did not like life. And I would get upset. And I think I even told you I would get angry when I would see couples walking and how they'd be holding hands or even be older couples. Like I'm talking about couples that's in their late 70s and they still with their husband and their wife or they get out the car and he take her by the hand and I'd get frustrated. And I would get like, Lord, why I got to be in this position? Why do I have to be here? But God is trying to teach me a lesson in my singleness, my saved singleness, trying to teach me a lesson here of how to love on him. No, and I'm going to get this, and I'm going to make sure this is everybody knows that Jesus can never be your husband. Mm-hmm. So everybody out there, you don't have to like me if you don't want to. But I'm telling you right now, everybody that keeps saying, oh, Jesus is my husband. No, he ain't.
You know what? I want to know what that look like.
No, I can't.
I want to know what that look like. I mean, how that would be possible. I mean, you know.
But you know, people say that, oh, Jesus is my husband.
Right. I mean, and I would ask them, well, okay, explain to me, how does that work for you in the wee hours? You know,
Jesus can't hold you. He can't physically hold you.
I was gonna say make that make sense now because I've had the comfort and the warmth of feeling the presence of God cover me. Not nothing romantically, but being in his presence. See, I have felt that.
But what the title of a husband.
Okay. Bring it. Come on, make it make sense.
The title of a husband is one that is going to fulfill your physical needs. God ain't gonna do that for you in the natural. He not. So Jesus may comfort you with his presence, but he can't physically touch you with physical hands. He can't wrap his physical arms around you. But what he can do, thank you, Lord, he can provide a man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. After his own heart that can do that for you. So all you out there that keep saying Jesus is your husband, y'all stop saying that.
Do God. Well, they say, you know, denial is a river in Egypt, right?
See, y'all gonna get us in trouble. We just get started.
But see, that's the thing, you know.
But I can't stand it. People, I love God. Oh, I love Jesus, and Jesus is my husband. I don't need nobody else. Okay, keep on saying that.
Girl, and then you find yourself on Match.com. Plenty of fish. eHarmony.
Or you done went. Or you done. Or you done went on
Christian Mingo.
Mm-hmm, or you done went on Amazon or found you little device.
What was that? I didn't hear that last part. What she said?
Well, you know what? Now we ain't gonna put down the devices now because some people might need that.
Look at Dawn.
Okay.
Put it down.
Wait. Can we put that on the back burner? Let's talk about that on another day. Because yeah, that's a whole different. Let's just keep it clean right now. Yeah.
But no, but we gotta learn to keep God in the right perspective and who he is and reverence him for who he is. You know, we as believers, we want to allow God to fill areas that he can't do. And so that's why he made man. That's why he made men and women to fulfill that role. So in that singleness, it's a hard walk. It is.
Mm-hmm.
And people may, and y'all can chime in whether you agree or not. I think it's harder for a Christian.
I just think it's hard, period, if you want to be honest with yourself. That's why you need to surround yourself with people, God-fearing. Let me take that part out, because it don't necessarily have to be God-fearing people. You need to surround yourself with people that's going to keep it real with you. People you can go out and have fun with. People, mm-hmm. like-minded people. Mm-hmm. You know, that's even biblical. You need to surround yourself with like-minded mm-hmm. people that y'all are on the same page. Y'all mm-hmm. on, you know, on one accord. That don't necessarily mean that you husband and wife or boyfriend or girlfriend. We're all on one accord and we're friends.
Right.
We understand each other. I can call. When I sense something ain't right with Alice, I can say, hey, what's going on? I ain't talked to you in a minute. Mm-hmm. And like I talked to her a couple of months ago and she was, girl, I'm this and I'm this and I'm that. And I said, wait a minute, that ain't what God told you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to have those friends that remind you what was spoken to you and over mm-hmm. you.
Exactly.
You know, and that ain't necessarily always a godly thing.
Right.
You got to have those friends that are those ride and die friends that'll say, hey, you know what? The last time you messed with numb nuts, knucklehead over here, you got your feelings hurt.
Yeah.
Now you're turning around back over here with this knucklehead and he just like that one.
Yeah.
You got to have those people that's down to earth and that's going to say, hey, let me help you get out of this situation. Now, don't get me wrong, because there's a lot of people that like to see you lonely. There's a lot of people that like to see you sad and miserable, and they thrive on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the people you need to stay away from. But when you're lonely, those are the people that you attract.
Yeah, true. You know,
and people need, you need to understand. Okay, so let's talk about, what's the definition of loneliness? What does it really mean to be lonely? And Google says the true meaning of loneliness is the state of distress or discomfort that results when one perceives a gap between one's desire for social connection and actual experience of it.
Wow.
So, and it even says, even some people who are surrounded by others throughout the day or are in a long-lasting marriage still experience a deep and pervasive loneliness.
Wow.
I can walk into a room full of people and still be the only person there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think that's also a point to where it's you not knowing who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who you are, and that loneliness feeds that.
But where do you get that though? Who's supposed to pour into you? Where does that come from? When does that start?
Right. I think
because it don't start when you're an adult, sweetie. Baby, no.
It starts from childhood. It starts from childhood.
Mm-hmm.
It starts from childhood. It does. And people don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about, okay, where did this seed start?
I think it started in the womb.
That's it. Come on. And then that depends on what type of mom and daddy you had. How yeah. were you conceived?
Right. Wow.
How were you conceived? You think about it. If you were conceived with a mom and a daddy, a happy marriage, you grew up in, and this is not necessarily the case. This is just a scenario. So right. don't Bible at me. But, you know, some people, you know, they had that happy, we got mom, dad, you know, 2.5 family members, dog, we go on vacations, we this, we that, blah, blah, blah. But they still got secrets in their closets.
So do. Mm-hmm.
And because they have so much love at home, they want to be the bad person. So they go out in the street and they want to pretend like they big and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're looking for something that's not at home, but yet they got loving parents at home. They were raised right. They had the love. They didn't have the loneliness. They didn't have the rejection. Mom and daddy, right. They had breakfast, lunch, and dinner together. You know what I'm saying? They had family time. So if you was conceived in that, and then you still grow up lonely, what caused that?
Right.
Well, were you conceived, as Darina said, were you conceived with a single mom? And your single mom got rejected by the baby daddy or the sperm donor. I'm just going to call it what it is.
Right.
So then she started having rejection towards that fetus because now what's that song? A baby changes everything. And I know they're talking about Jesus and Mary. But a baby does change everything, especially for a single mother.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when you're young, because you pretend like you let numb nuts over here tell you, oh, baby, you look good. Oh, baby, mm-hmm. you got an hourglass shape. Oh, baby. Now you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm. And he gone.
He gone on a suit. Look, mm-hmm. What's that song? That girl named Beyonce said, somebody with the good hair, Becky with the good hair. He gone on. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But
yeah.
Okay, so now that baby's got loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
This baby didn't ask to be here. Not only is that loneliness, then there comes the seed of rejection.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So this baby, this demon, this spirit done linked on to this, attached itself to this fetus.
Right, right. And
inside the mother.
It didn't ask for it. And then doesn't even know how to handle it. Or and you know what? And I don't think it even recognizes as it grows up what it is.
No. No, but it experienced it. It experienced it because you got a single mom who don't know how to love a baby because nobody showed her love.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did nobody show her love, then she's going and meet another man and he told her he loved her, and then she got another baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then
It's a cycle. Yeah. Yeah.
So loneliness starts at a very, very young age. And it's not just girls. Let me say that.
Oh, sure.
It is not just females. It happened more so with men, young boys, than it do women.
It does. And does. And I think that's where we find the disconnect in the home when it comes to having fathers. Because they are missing that father figure, the longing, because they may have only been raised by a single mom.
Yes.
Dad was not in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Or grandma and granddad had to raise them, but mom and dad wasn't there. So we're dealing with the loneliness and abandonment.
Yes.
So
yes.
There's so much to, and so then we run into, they can't commit. Why? Because that's all I see. I see parents not committing to me. So how can I commit to somebody else?
Yep.
So wow.
Hmm.
Wow. So yeah, this thing of life. What is that?
It ain't for the weak. It ain't for the weak.
It is not because you fall. And that's where, from like you said, it's not just women, but it's men also. That's where they fall into the trap of picking the wrong one or choosing the wrong one, because loneliness, desperation has taken over with your choice making.
Mm-hmm. And it's not even that. It's about, okay, you in this relationship with this person and you know it's not the right relationship to be in, but because of loneliness, you're staying in there.
and you're miserable, and he's miserable or she's miserable.
And you know that's
your children are miserable, and then that's when domestic violence come in.
Yeah, and that's funny that you said that, because I just
that's when the abuse start coming in. It might start off as a verbal word. It might start off as a push or a flick upside the head, but then it escalates.
Escalates, yeah.
And you know, some people and a lot of women to stay in a relationship just because of kids.
Kids, and you know, that's funny that you talk about it, because I just met with a young man on today. Well, I would say he's in his late 30s, early 40s, and his mom passed, and he was getting ready to get married to this young lady that has two children, and he was marrying her because his mom was very ill, and he wanted to get married real quick and have children, because he doesn't have any children. He chose not to have none. And so now he's like, I'm gonna hurry up and get married. I'm gonna hurry up and have children. And so his mom passed. He didn't get married, but when he was talking to the one that he was gonna marry, he was like, you know, can you take out that implant so I can have children? Well, she didn't want to take it out. He said, but we getting married. And then now that his mom is gone, now he's like, I don't know if I want to marry her. Well, you weren't doing it for the right motive. He told me he don't even know if he liked her.
She was convenient for him?
Yes.
That is a real thing, though. Because there was a time when I knew my mom was going to leave. And because God used to show me dreams. So this was years before. And I was like, I want my mom to see my baby. I want mom to see my baby. And this is all I kept saying. It's all I kept saying. I wasn't trying to get married, but I want my mom to see my baby. So I was like, okay, fine. I'm a go ahead and have a child, right? Let's just say if I had had a child, my mom passed before the child would have been born. Let's just say if I had had a child, that child would have been real crazy. Because grief ain't no joke. And it wouldn't have came into the world in the right way. First of all,
why would the baby be?
Because by time I would have conceived the child and, you know, had the child, my mom was already gone, and her death took a toll on me. So my baby would have been crazy.
Because she was not emotionally
I was a little off.
She couldn't take her own self. So she would have, because I knew where she was at in this, because honestly, her mom's death took me by surprise. I'm going to be honest. It took me by surprise. And so she was not emotionally able to take care of herself. So she sure wasn't going to be able to take care of my baby. So how... Mm-hmm. So you plan... And this is what he did. He planned for his mom's sake, not thinking about the child, not thinking about who he was going to have the child with. And now you're at the point where you don't even, out of your own mouth, you said, I don't even think I like her.
I understand.
How long have they been together, though? I agree with you, Doreen. I understand that, too.
He said maybe.
I'm like, how long was he dating her? How long was he feeding her to think her that she might be his wife?
A little bit over a year. A little bit over a year. And he had moved back here to take care of his mom because he wasn't even originally from here. And so he done bought a house, moved her in and her kids. Mom had a stroke, moved mom in. saying, okay, we're going to have a child before my mom passed. And she's like, I don't want no baby. He said, well, you know, I waited all this time, all my life, waiting to have children. And now I'm with you. I've been with you for over a year. Let's get married. And I told him, did you ever think that you just trying to have children so your mom could see your children is really not the right way to go? And my words to him was, first of all, you know, I'm always going to bring God up in the conversation because you just know that. But I said, just common sense. Before I just brought God, I said, just common sense. Do you want to be with her forever? And he sat there and looked at me and said, I don't think so. I said, so why? Would you bring a child into the world when you don't want to be with this person forever? He said, I don't even know if I like her.
But he got her moving. She living in his house.
Yep. And he said he pay everything. She is convenient for him and convenient for her. And this is what, and I'm beyond. I sat there and I said, this is what the world do. And some church folks. This is what
I'm like.
Everybody want to say that it's just the world. Church folks do the same thing.
I said, how come you can't give me one of those? I mean, you know, I'll take a man that's going to pay all my bills. And, you know, heck, okay, you ain't got to like me. I'll go on vacation all the time. You know, you be in the house. You know,
be good. Step away from the cliff.
You ain't got to like
me.
You ain't got to like me.
Okay,
take your money. Okay. I'm gonna take your money and go on vacation.
Okay, I'm gonna have to get her on this one. Now, you had one.
And this is funny. Wait a minute. Which one? I can't think which one this was. Who are you talking about?
The last one.
See,
he said he wasn't even sure because he wasn't even sure if he liked you. You was like, I don't even think he liked me. So you can't. The thing
this
is,
this was that, number five. This was okay. See,
and look at.
I think that's the one.
No, that's the one that said.
Do we need to get her a t-shirt that made and got one, two, three on it?
Yeah. This is the one that said you push his triggers.
Oh, that one. Okay. But I'm trying
we ain't gonna touch that too much. But what I'm saying is, he gotta like you. He gotta like you because the thing is this, and I'm so, you know, we laugh. I want a good man that has a heart after God. Mm-hmm. Because when he has a heart of God, then he gonna know how to take care of you.
Where
yet? He go. I don't know.
I ain't found one. Okay, let me stop.
I don't know.
I'm still waiting on that.
But why? Wow. But what the thing is I'm not gonna stand still while I wait. And a lot of women are standing still mm-hmm. while they're waiting. There is so much to do for kingdom. There are so many doors that God has opened for us to walk in. But we so tied up mm-hmm. in our own emotions and our own feelings of what we want, what we desire. God knows what we want. He knows our desires. But then do we ask?
Listen, well, you know what? I told God, I said, you know what? My daughter is grown now. So you can go ahead and send her. No, I mean,
let's be real now. Okay, let me ask a question because Let me get this out. Okay, I done got to a point where I'm content.
Mm-hmm.
I'm content with who I am by myself. I enjoy going to places by myself, doing things by myself. Because at this point, honey, the ones that's coming around are the ones that you don't want.
But the ones that have been out there and let them flip it, trip it, split it in three ways from Sunday, and now they want to come to you because they old and raggedy. I don't need no old and raggedy man. I don't care. I don't care if he is 60. But he done did everything out there. Now he want to come here. I ain't trying to take care of you on your deathbed, okay? You better come full Amen. Stamina, fully 100%
functional.
You, there you go.
Functional.
So I'm content. Yeah. I did say I'm 60 years old. Let me make sure I say that again.
You know what? And I can say that if God would send them, thank you. Appreciate it. But I'm okay if he don't. And it took me a long time. It did. Because fear would try to overtake me about that. I'm content because I'm not going to settle for just anything. Like you said, old, broke down, can't. No. And if we can't be content by ourselves with God, how are we going to be content with anybody else? I think it's a place that we have to get to be content, whether God send him, which the Bible says, whatever state you're in, to be content.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Even in your singleness, you have to be content. You have to be. Otherwise, it will drive you crazy. It would drive you bananas.
Can I get married and he live in his house and I live in my house? And we just meet up for a function?
Sure you can. Sure you can.
I'm at right now. That's where I'm at.
I had to put like, y'all, if y'all can,
I'm
if y'all that are
my ways right now.
If y'all that are listening, y'all can see my facial expression. My God.
You know what? There's somebody for everybody.
Look, I'm just asking for a friend. I'm asking for a friend.
We listen and we don't judge.
You know what?
We can live across the street from each other. We can live across
the street. You know what? Hey, you know what? Listen, live in different
you
states.
Ain't helping.
That way you can go on vacation.
Dorena, you ain't helping.
No, because I'm a little crazy, too. Because even though you mind, you can't be that far apart.
I need you to be sitting in the same room as I, because I don't want Sally, Sue, whoever trying to push up on you. That ain't happening, because women,
girl, some if women Sally Sue can push up on him, then he ain't if mine. He say, if he lets Sally Sue push up on him,
true.
Then hey, he needs to be with Sally want, Sue.
Yeah, he needs to go ahead, and that's true. That's true. You got to have a mind to go home and a love to say, you know what? I got a wife at home and she good to me and I'm going home. And, you know, and we that's why there's so many. I ain't going to go there. That's another conversation for later. I ain't going to go there. Because I was going to say, that's why we got so many divorces in the church. But that's another conversation for later.
Yeah, that's nice. I'm still single.
Look at Don.
Hercules.
Love should have made your butt grow.
We're going to bring that back.
Ooh, that's going to be one of our topics. Love should have made your butt go home. But
so much to talk about.
Yeah, we do. But y'all know what? So those that are listening, you know, single life. Yeah, it's hard. It is. It's one of the hardest things. One of the hardest things to live. But the second hardest thing to do is to live with somebody that don't love you and you don't love them.
Yes.
They don't respect you and you don't respect them. You don't want to be in the same room. You don't even want to be in the same house. That's not a marriage. That's not even a friendship. I would rather take singleness over a life like that. So I tell people all the time, it's not our job to pick them. Some of our pickers are broke. Let God lead you. Y'all are laughing. Stop laughing. I try to be serious. Let God lead you. Learn how to be content. in your singleness. Find out what God has in store for you and do it. And then loneliness won't drive you. It won't be your fuel.
If that's you're busy, singleness is a lot easier.
It is. It is. And now y'all, everybody said, girl, you always are doing something. Somebody just told me the other day, my spiritual godmother, she was like, girl, you just doing and doing and doing and doing. And I don't think she understood why I do. And just like you said, Dorina, when you stay occupied, and I don't like to use the word busy, when you stay productive.
Okay.
In the kingdom, because when you're productive, you're producing. When you mm-hmm. when you are productive in the kingdom of God, loneliness doesn't seem so bad.
Yep.
It doesn't. And so, yeah, I do a lot, but I find happiness and peace in what I do. I love kingdom. I love to do God's work. And y'all know I didn't do nothing for a long time. I was incognito. I was not doing anything. I was
mad at God.
I was not happy. Angry. I was not happy. And these two women, and I can say this before we sign out, and y'all, we will be back on next Friday. But these two women sat with me in the most horrible time of my life. They stuck with me when I didn't want to answer the phone. I didn't want to answer text messages. They was calling. They was texting.
Showing up at a house.
Yes, 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 you did. Yes, you did. Both of y'all did. Both of y'all did. And I know that there are friendships that last a lifetime. And y'all are my friends that will last my lifetime.
When I feel special.
You stop. Whatever. You better stop.
I can't stand you.
But they did. They climbed down. They climbed down in the pit with me. They weren't shouting. And these are the ones that I talk about. These are the two that I've been talking about on Driven and Purpose. These are the two that climbed down with me while I was going through that season of life. And they were with me when I climbed out. And so, y'all, I'm excited about this journey that they have decided I'm going to join her again. And we're going to go on a new ride.
You kind of twisted my arm, but okay.
No, right. I just kind of pushed you.
Hung me out.
I pushed you into where God is trying to send you. Just go along and enjoy the ride because
that's why I'm here. You was like,
it's gonna
girl.
Be amazing. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. And so you guys, if you want to, y'all want to say anything before we end this? Let's talk about it for tonight.
Dorina, you can go ahead. You can go for this time, Dorina. You say something. You say something this time.
I'm just going to say to anyone that's listening, be encouraged. And you know, my pastor's favorite scripture is, first seek ye the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all those things will be added unto you. So if it's your desire for a mate, be encouraged, seek the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And how Alice said, be productive. And if it's meant to be, because I was like, I would rather be in his perfect will than his permissive will.
Because
all the bozos was his permissive will. I'm tired of bozo. You know, if the Boaz choose to come, then that's fine. But I'm tired of bozos, mm-hmm. right? So I'm just going to say to everybody, just be encouraged and get to moving.
Yeah.
Find your purpose.
And I would like to just throw these scriptures out here for some of y'all just thinking that there aren't no scriptures relating to loneliness. And you can look them up in whatever Bible verse you, whatever Bible you use. But we'll start with Psalms 25, 14, and 18.
Good one.
Psalms 27 and 10. Psalms 46 and 1. Psalms 147 and 3. Psalms 38, 9. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Mm. Matthew's 11, 28, and 29. Hmm. Isaiah 41 and 10. And the last one will be Lamentations 3, 22 and 24. God's love and mercies never ends. Mm. So we want to thank you all for being here with us. We are just goofy naturally and silly. So y'all going to get a lot of goofiness. This is our first time doing this. So ain't no telling what's going to come out of our mouths, I promise you. But we're going to keep it real with you.
Yeah.
And we will do this again, as Alice said, next week. We want you all to join us. And hopefully, eventually, we're going to get the phone line in here. Y'all can call in and ask a question. And we'll just take that topic and go from there. But for now, we're just going to talk about it. Whatever. It could be anything. Who knows what's going to come out of our mouth. Ooh, Jesus, help us, help us, help us. But we love you all. We love you all. And as Dorena keeps saying, what is it, Dorena? We don't judge. What is it? We hear listen. And we don't judge.
We listen. We don't
judge. How's that saying?
We listen and we don't judge.
Got a heaven or hell to put you in. Remember that. We love you all. Stay
safe.
We
love you guys. Stay safe.
And grace covers you guys.
Until next week, let's talk about it. Have a good night, y'all. Love you.
Let's talk about it. Yeah, let's talk about it.